Christmas time is here, and with it comes Christmas music. Numerous songs have been written over the years, and their inspirations have been just as numerous, from personal expressions of the joy of the season to straightforward assignments from a record producer, write a holiday hit. A new Christmas album made NPR's Tom Cole think about how two different composers approached holiday music.
John Zorn's first documented stab at capturing the spirit of Christmas in sound came in 1999. This year, Zorn produced this. What happened? Did the MacArthur genius, the champion of experimental music, go soft?
I've always loved the holidays. My parents celebrated Christmas when I was young. We had a tree, and we used to, you know, trim the tree and have music playing.
Zorn was an 8-year-old looking forward to the holidays when another jazz composer, pianist and singer Bob Dureau, the man who went on to write songs for that favorite of children everywhere, Schoolhouse Rock, took a completely different approach and created a kind of anti-Christmas classic.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a bright one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste.
Well, it was commissioned by Miles Davis himself. Can you imagine?
The man is legendary for his ill temper as his trumpet playing.
You know, it's pretty wild to get a phone call from him. And then he said, I want you to write me a Christmas song. I said, huh?
It turns out Davis had been asked by his label to contribute to an album of jazz artists doing Christmas music. And, well, Miles didn't hear himself playing Jingle Bells. But that's exactly what John Zorn wants to hear.
Every year it comes around, I put on the holiday music that I really love listening to. Vince Guaraldi, and there's a Beach Boys record I love. Sinatra has a bunch of Christmas songs. And I began thinking, you know, I mean, God, I wish there were more records that I'd really enjoy listening to at this time, because I keep pulling out the same records year after year after year.
Zorn is Jewish and curates a Jewish music series on his record label.
My first concept was, well, let me do a CD of Christmas music where all the tunes have been written by Jews. And it turned out that a lot of Christmas songs were written by Jews. So that was the original idea on the project, and then as I got deeper into it, I decided, well, I mean, that's a funny idea. I don't want to make any political statement here or do any kind of agenda. I just want to keep it kind of in the kind of secular vein and just celebrate the holiday as, you know, hot buttered rum and mulled cider and tinsel on the tree and little toys and Santa flying in the air. Those kind of, you know, childlike visions.
Childlike visions make their way into Bob Dureau's Blue Xmas, too.
Lots of hungry, homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive, and oh, to give and ah, to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare, Merry Christmas.
Dureau says his inspiration was Miles Davis.
You know, we always called him the Prince of Darkness, and so I thought, this is not going to be one of those happy, what are you going to bring me for Christmas song? And I was thinking of Miles and the way he lives his life and commands his music. I hope I didn't overdo it.
Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand, our tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up.
The song was something of a jazz landmark. It was the first time the celebrated trumpeter had recorded with a vocalist, and it was great exposure for the young DeRoe. But there was a downside. Davis claimed co-songwriting credit. DeRoe admits the trumpeter did rearrange the song a bit, but Davis also claimed full music publishing rights, something DeRoe didn't get back until after Davis's death in 1991, almost 30 years after the recording. So in the end, Bob DeRoe's acerbic Observations in Blue Xmas were created as a work for hire, and John Zorn's album, Christmas Dreamers, is a work of love.
It's just that it's coming from my heart, going out to all of you. It's meant to be listened to and enjoyed, and I hope people appreciate it.
From John Zorn, Bob DeRoe, and me, Tom Cole, NPR News.
Merry Christmas, everybody.